Can you hear that, Willie? Hey,
mate, I'll produce. Mate, can you shut? What is going on this week, guys? Welcome back to the mini. Will has turned into like fucking Jared Waitley on the fucking board. He's like the producer of all time. He's got this board in front of him, and he thinks that like he's monitoring the sound every time we speak. So
I really, really, really like the countdown fingers.
Mate, he's counting us in. He's going three, two, one, action. I'm like, mate, we can just take the top off the episode. It doesn't matter.
I loved it. It was animated. And it was great.
How you going, Will?
I'm great.
You had a good week?
Had a great week.
Mate, well, you spoke about this last... Right, and Q, you well?
Good. Very well, yeah, thanks.
So we've got Kieran Nolan here from Teed Up. Sean Del Gorge here from... Gorgeous here
SD
from...
SD Workshop.
SD Workshop from Teed Up and obviously Clubby. And we've got young William here, William Swale, Adelaide local, and obviously with us at Clubby too. We're over here at Live Golf. You would have heard the last little chat that we had, but boys, each day just gets funnier and funnier, doesn't it?
Weirder and weirder.
Weirder and weirder. We would have spoke about Will's restraining order that he got last episode, and it's funnily enough, we've actually turned into best mates with the Aces. Like, we'd had Antonio in here, and he was about to jump on the pod, but yeah. I think he was a bit nervous, Antonio.
He came in really confident, but I don't know, I think he wants to do it, but he got a bit nervy.
No, I think he got a bit nervous.
You reckon?
I think he got a bit nervous. He's
got a bit of swagger, the boy.
Yeah, he does. How big the network is, Dylan, and cap them a bit.
Yeah, anyway, mate, we've had a great day. This dickhead wants to tell the story from last night, so we just let him go.
Let the boy run.
Well, maybe can I set it up in the what happened first?
Yes.
Or do you want to give context to what we're doing?
Yeah, I'll give context. So obviously at the big day yesterday with the Pro-Am, and after that we recorded the episode, the mini. Straight after that we're heading to the red carpet event. And at the red carpet event we had full access to all the players doing our thing. And yeah, we'll interview on the red carpet. Sean, Q were there. Will was filming, being the bloodhound that he was. And I was really lucky to be on the mic. And Cam Smith, we get him first. We're having a chat with him. And after Cam finishes, we shake his hand, have a chat. Legend bloke. And Will goes to give him a handshake. And Cam didn't see the handshake and walked off. And we had a very good laugh about it.
Completely dubbed him.
And he didn't do it on purpose, but he completely missed the handshake.
It was a lesson to stay in your lane.
Yeah, it was a lesson to stay in your lane.
Camera boy, be the camera boy.
No need for you to be shaking hands.
I know. Like, I was fanboying.
No need for you to be doing that. Like, there was no need.
I know. The problem was, though, is like, Will was shaking so many hands, he probably got lost between what hands they were.
Yeah.
I think he thought Cam wanted to shake his hand.
Yeah.
Like everyone else.
And we found out that he definitely didn't. So,
well.
Yeah.
There's no proof of that one.
Yeah. Go on, fuck him.
Well, just, I suppose, we explained on the mini yesterday that we obviously spent a lot of time with Dustin Johnson.
DJ to me.
Yeah, DJ. Dusty.
Dustin to you.
Yeah, sorry. Mr. Johnson.
No, lawsuit 2.0 for you, because you're getting done for stalking.
So he spent the entire day with us. I think he's probably had enough. Definitely of Dylan, anyway.
Definitely.
So Sean's sort of corralled him over in a headlock for one last interview.
Which is my one job on the night too. Was
you
this.
Were really good at that.
Thank you.
Were really, and by the way, for the avid listeners out there, he was with his beautiful wife as well.
Paulina
Gretzky, which is Wayne Gretzky's daughter. You'd know this if you watch Full Swing or you're on Instagram. They're, you'd say they are the most powerful couple in golf.
Hard to miss on the way through.
Hard to miss.
Anyway, so Paulina's taken her way through the entrance by herself. So Dustin's sort of obviously on edge as he's sort of darting to see where she's gone. Obviously, 1,000 people in
he's
the room.
He's always happy to see me again.
Yeah, I don't think so. Anyway, so he didn't want to be... He couldn't have shown less interest to be in this interview. Anyway, Dylan's asking him the same questions he asked him all day. And after about 30 seconds, he's finally found a way to wrap it up. And Dill's gone to throw the hand out. Anyway, as mates, spent the whole day together for the handshake. Dustin's looked at it.
No, this is
what I want to know too.
No, this is where he's new
on
to
camera.
No, but he's new to podcasting. He's new to storytelling.
He doesn't get it.
Like, that's not, he's added too much mayo to that because he's on camera. But that did happen. But he didn't see the hand. Okay, he didn't look at it and say no.
So because, you're saying DJ didn't see
your
hand.
Yeah, because DJ is a very, very nice man. And we shook hands on the way in. It was probably too much to shake hands on the way out.
Yep.
He also had a thumb injury. And I was like, it was stupid by me to go again. But also, that did happen. It is caught on camera.
And the hand was floating there for
it was like
way too long.
Dustin walked past. My hand was out. I then looked up and there was about three cameras filming me. And people came from like eight deep and like were like, oh, it's all right. I'm like, Thank you. It's pretty fucked.
Pretty stiff, mate.
Yeah.
It's a tough one. I mean, it's probably the one clip from the week that might go absolutely bonkers.
I literally went home and was like, do I just go home? Like,
you did. You actually said to Maddie, do you reckon you can get me a new flight right now?
I think it was the highlight of the week.
It was good. My highlight was you sniffing his fart.
Come on, farty boy. That's not the highlight of the week. Your highlight of the week is interviewing Lee Westwood. For context, Q has had an amazing array of golfers on his podcast.
Is he the best
podcast.
Golfer you've had on?
Lee Westwood?
Yeah.
Leishman.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, easily.
Well, he hasn't. From a number of tournaments being won across his entire career.
In terms of longevity in the world, probably. You know, I've had a couple of guys on who've won majors, but yeah, he's probably the guy who's been world number one. So, yeah.
No, it was cool. So, we had that episode on. Obviously, if you haven't heard that yet, make sure you go and give it a listen. But yeah, it was really cool having a chat with him. Now, we're at LIV. It's Thursday evening when we're recording this. We're about to sort of wrap up and we've actually got a bit of a night off. I think we're going to go chill because we have not stopped. We obviously had the big day yesterday. We played golf this morning at Royal Adelaide. Have come back, had a bit of some filming and photo shooting today. Did the podcast with Lee. Doing a podcast now. Going home. Max and Juz are flying in tonight, so I'll go pick them up from the airport. And then tomorrow, we're back on, baby. The actual event starts Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We're here.
Big day.
And we are having fun watching the golf.
The real deal. Do a quick one. We did talk about this on Teed Up. Who do you reckon is going to win?
I have not even thought about it. Like, genuinely, who's going to win? Okay.
Munoz.
I'd love our boy Munoz to go close. Yeah. Like, he was striping him.
He did stripe him. Absolutely.
How cool would it be
him.
To say that he won when we played with him?
Yeah. Well, I mean, DJ too. That'd be insane way to wrap up this whole thing with DJ if he gets the win.
It'd be so good. But in saying that, we were actually chatting to a few guys this morning at Royal, and they were saying they played with Leishman. And they were saying he was, like, on yesterday. Like, I don't know a lot about form and golf, but, like, is he a chance?
Well, he finished fourth in Miami in the last event, and I got mail that he played back home at Warrnambool on the weekend just gone, and he had 10 birdies at Warrnambool. Leading in, and he'd been on the source probably the night before with friends. So he's informed the boy.
Scoop McClure.
Hey, Scoopy. What's Leishman's foundation? Because I was chatting to him last night.
Yeah, so his foundation is with his wife Audrey, Begin Again Foundation.
Yeah.
10 years ago or something like that, she had sepsis, almost died.
Wow.
And hospital bills stack up for people, so they just raise money to pay for people's hospital bills that can't afford them. Obviously, in the States, they don't have Medicare, so they can really rack up a bill.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's called the Begin Again Foundation. Link will be in the show notes if you want to support.
Yeah, definitely, 100%.
Amazing. I also just want to point out what Will did, just being the producer that he is. He just went and stood in front of the big window we have next to us to block the sunlight, hitting Q in the eyes, so he could just articulate that very well.
Watching Dylan squint and just like, looked like he's in pain.
So. Just thinks of everything,
mate,
man.
He's one of the best in the business, honestly. He knows what he's doing. He sometimes is too good at interviewing people. And he's very, very good at what he does. So, Willie, it's been a great weekend. You've only got us one court case from Dustin Johnson's team.
I feel like we've cleared up.
No,
like,
we've cleared up.
The air
we're
earlier
best
about
mates
that.
With the Aces now. So, we did come on strong, but I think we're all good now.
Yeah.
Good ROI, I reckon.
It's definitely good ROI. So, guys, if you've got any questions, make sure you hit us up and we'll keep doing these little check-ins. We might try and do another one tomorrow night or the night after and give you guys some more updates, but yeah, it's sick out there. The event itself is unbelievable. I went and looked at all the rooms today, got taken around. Then we went out and saw the stage where like Fisher and all that are playing. It's gonna be fucking mental here, which is sick. So anywho, IllyXX guys, make sure you tune in and love us and like us and send a review and check out Tee It Up. And in memory of Q, if any of your mates do a fart, just give it a big sniff.
just let them let it rip.
God bless you all.